Good morning. Today is November 17th, 2017. It's your host, Michael Reed, and we're going to have a 2-minute convo regarding the 9 to 5. You know, it's so funny. Last night, I actually had a convo with a friend regarding the 9 to 5. What is it? What is the vision when you're working in the 9 to 5? What are you trying to achieve when you actually sit down by yourself and you think about it? See, there is absolutely nothing wrong with working in a company. The problem what a lot of people have is that they suppress their dreams. When you're in a company, the first thing you have to start off and ask yourself, okay, what am I trying to accomplish and what is my plan here? Okay, are you trying to just go to work to get experience so you're there for maybe about a year or two and you move into another company to get more to get a higher salary? Or are you actually in that company because you're trying to move up the ladder? These are things that I usually try to explain to people before they start that process. There's a lot of individuals going from work day to day, but they don't realize that they're actually caught in a form of a matrix. They don't love what they do. They feel that they're not getting adequate pay enough. They feel that they're getting ridiculed by their bosses and coworkers, etc., etc. But the reason why they stay there is because they had no goals. They had no dreams. They literally expect something to happen, almost like the Big Bang Theory, just explode into a future that you usually daydream about. No, you need order. You need to be realistic and you need to use a lot of common sense and logic. It's something that we don't get taught in high school. And usually it's not something that someone's just going to naturally prepare for you. You're going to have to feel it. You're going to have to literally take control of your life, sit down, take out a pen and paper, and look, just pretty much discern the trend of promotions that you had in the last 5 years. Look at the salary. Look at the economy. Look at the house prices. You need to plan out your life. I am not knocking working in a company, but I am knocking when people suppress their dreams. You need to wake up and realize that you are in control of your life. And don't think for a second that it's all just going to happen for the sake of I'm a good person. No. Whether you're 21 or you're 47, look at what's going on right now. Look at your life. Look at your needs. Look at your wants. Just feel, get a feel for your emotions. How do you feel when you come from work? Are you discouraged? Are you beat down? I'm just telling you, ladies and gentlemen, it's not your job. It's your dreams, right? If you knew that it was temporary and you're there for a season and you're building on something, work's not going to stress you out. But a lot of people are beat up because they realize that you gave your dream to nothing. You put nothing into your work. You put nothing into what you really believe in, right? And it just goes on to the next topic of who you hang around with, right? People who we hang around with is extremely contagious, okay? I mean, I have a group of friends, okay? Like, we're all in our 30s, okay? And the funny thing is only one individual's actually married, okay? That is scary because the way how he viewed marriage was completely different how we viewed marriage. He actually took it seriously. Like, you know, listen, I want to get married one day. But everyone else, you know, they're still going to clubs, you know, still messing with girls and so on and so forth. And you pick up that mindset. I mean, you can say that that's not me, but look at your life and look at your results, right? When you have a goal and you have a plan in mind, please keep it to yourself. But if you are going to tell someone, this person has to be on that same journey as you, or they've already hit that destination. I think a lot of people know if they sit down by themselves and they literally question themselves, do I love what I'm doing? The answer is right there. You don't need to read any books. You don't need to ask 50 people. Your heart will spare out the truth. So let's leave this on an optimistic note. It's never too late to get started. Never. All you have to do is sit down with yourself, literally get into your bedroom, close the door, and just literally write down the answers. Do I love what I do at work? That's a yes or no question. Write down the question, put yes or no. Do I love the salary